This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. A Greens motion urging the federal government to advocate to states on banning conversion therapy practices in Australia has passed the Senate. The motion was put forth by Senator Janet Rice, who also used the opportunity to call on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to stop making hateful comments about young trans and gender diverse people. In a speech to Parliament, Rice said, "I hope the Prime Minister is listening, because it was only last week that he said this wasn't an issue for him to deal with." The Human Rights Law Centre has called on the Victorian government to introduce a Hate Crimes Act, which would legally protect LGBTI people from hate conduct and hate speech. The call coincides with the release of the End the Hate Report, a 30-page document that reveals how current laws and policies are failing the LGBTI community across the state. In Victoria, there are currently no legal protections against LGBTI-specific hate speech. There has been a 22% drop in new cases of HIV in Victoria this year, according to data released by the state government's Department of Health. The 57 new cases of HIV reported between April and June has brought Victoria's year-to-date total up to 130 cases, a 22% decrease from the same period in 2017. Minister for Health, Jill Hennessy, said the downward trend could be attributed to increased testing, treatment as prevention, and pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP. The Victorian government has announced it will channel $1 million into the LGBTI Equality Roadshow over the next 2 years, to empower LGBTI people in regional and rural communities. The roadshow began in late 2016 and has since visited 29 towns across regional and rural Victoria to foster community discussions around how LGBTI people in those areas can be better supported. The next steps for the program will include consultation with regional and rural communities to develop regional-based communities of practice. Poppers, also known as AML, may soon be banned in Australia after the Therapeutic Goods Administration supported a proposed amendment to outlaw the substance. The interim decision would see poppers moved into the same category as heroin, making the possession, sale or use of the inhalants a criminal offence. According to the decision published on the TGA website, just 3 chiefly supportive public submissions were received over the proposal to ban poppers. The Victorian government has committed to a huge spending boost for carers, including $4 million allocated to support under-recognised LGBTI carers and young carers. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Georgian football captain Forum Karsha has made a shirtless video to thank fans for supporting his pro-LGBT stance last year. Anti-LGBT protesters used flares, smoke bombs and set fire to a pride flag outside the Georgian Football Federation's headquarters after Karsha wore a rainbow armband for Dutch Eredivisie team Vitesse last October. During the recent Georgia vs Latvia Nations League match, authorities confiscated some protesters' gay flags on the way into and inside the stadium, but it didn't stop Karsha from throwing his shirt into the crowd for his loving supporters. Karsha was recently awarded UEFA's first ever hashtag Equal Game Award for his support for the LGBT community, despite a far-right backlash in his home country. Tad Fujikawa has become the first male professional golfer to come out as gay. The Hawaiian announced the news on Instagram last week on World Suicide Prevention Day, saying that he doesn't expect to be accepted but hopes people won't push their beliefs onto him or other LGBT people. He decided to share the news with the aim of inspiring others to become more empathetic and loving towards each other. And finally, trans athlete Hannah Mouncey has withdrawn from the AFLW draft and blasted the league's inclusion effort. The AFL released a new trans and non-binary policy last week which says they must be provided with info on a candidate's reduced strength, speed, testosterone and weight, which critics say is body-shaming women and is a departure from other worldwide trans policies. Mouncey has been blocked from entering the draft the last 2 years but has now had enough, saying the league has treated her like crap to the point where she can't continue.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.